our guest again, Brendan with the Floydian Slips. You had mentioned to me, I don't know, a week or two ago, that you're celebrating your 20th anniversary this weekend, but you've only done 40 shows as a band.
Yeah, it started out as a hobby with a bunch of college buddies. We just figured we'd do the one show, then we got a call to do another one and another one, then 20 years goes by, but we never really made it a priority to play unless something fun came across our radar. And so I started counting them up and to make this poster, and this is going to be 38, 39, and 40. So an average of two a year, but you know, some years we played more, some years we didn't play at all. So we haven't played for 2.5 years now, so we thought it was about time.
And you say, you know, you guys have been getting ready and doing some rehearsing. How many people on stage in the whole?
Eight are in the band. Then we have a sax player that comes on and just does the sax tunes, which is like four, it's like three or four songs. Uh-huh. And then we have a sizable crew too.
Two different shows. Saturday night will be one show. Sunday night, a completely different
show. A lot of material, yep.
Very cool, very cool. And the Floydian Slips tickets are still on sale. $10. Are you guys out of your mind?
No fees.
Wow.
The thing is, one, the Kesey family are so gracious in letting us play at the Cuthbert, and you know, $10 isn't making anybody really any money. It's really about just getting the Cuthbert to be accessible for people who may not be able to come to shows often.
Right.
And it also it gives our fans a chance to bring a whole family down. For you know, if you have four people in a family, $40, that's competing with a movie night.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, and so we just want people there, and it'll be, you know, just it's always more fun with more people.
Yeah, absolutely. And such a beautiful venue there.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, just fantastic. You know, bring stuff to eat and lawn chairs and all that and stuff. So we're looking forward to it. Saturday and Sunday tickets are still available. Only $10. Get yours and don't miss out. Get them for both nights if you can. And I had mentioned our last segment, you know, longtime producer in the Keysies and all of that. Thrilled about this year's summer concert season over at the Cuthbert.
Yeah, we have quite a few shows this year. It's our most to date since we've started working with the Cuthbert. We'll have 24 event nights out there.
Starting tonight with Modest Mouse. And what else is coming up after the Slips?
We have Travis Scott next week, hip hop. We've got Alice Cooper coming, which is right up this studio's alley.
I love Alice. He is so cool.
Down the road, we're welcoming back ZZ Top and Doobie Brothers.
Nice.
The Gypsy Kings are coming. And there's you know, the real highlight for me, the real jewel on the calendar is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats with Lake Street Dive. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. They're unbelievable.
Nathaniel Rateliff, really
incredible,
excellent.
Yeah,
I think last weekend was flipping through channels and there was some sort of concert. I don't remember exactly what it was, but they were on stage.
Uh-huh.
And Sandy and I were talking about, that is going to be so cool.
Definitely. They're just starting to make some noise now, moving from clubs into the bigger venues, and rightfully so. They are very, very good.
How would you characterize Nathaniel Rateliff? What kind of
It's kind of funny. It's hard to pigeonhole because it's real honky tonk feel, but with a like sort of Motown groove,
gospel
horns
and exactly some rock
it's an unbelievable blend of a lot of different styles.
Yeah. Kind of a Southern Senator type thing.
Right, but then it still has the horns. It's like on Lake Street Dive, too. They're a great band, and I would say that if you're a Patsy Cline in Motown fan, mm-hmm. it's the same sort of thing. It's a really unique blend that you wouldn't think would work together well, but it does.
Very cool. And you also stirring it up at the McDonald Theater. I know we were very excited to see... Is the Robin Trower? That's your show,
yeah,
too.
It's right? Coming up. Yeah, that's next week. And in the theater, what we've learned about Eugene is, basically two seasons here. It's sun or not. And so in June, things tend to slow down inside for us a little bit because we can take shows outside, and people prefer to be outside, we think, in the summer months. So we sort of slow down and then ramp back up right around when school's starting to move back in and you know, when people start to repopulate and the rain comes back.
Well, let me say, if I don't get another opportunity, thank you for all of this, you know, heavy lifting behind the scenes. And you're sort of like one of those, football and baseball players. You know, you're kind of a double man. You're
There's a lot of hats. It's interesting. We have a very small office downtown, and so all of our crew wears a lot of hats. It but it works well, you know.
But promoter and musician and artist. And I mean, that, you really got many bases covered. So thank you for that, for being the talent.
Well, thank
that
you for supporting us. You guys have been great all these years.
Oh, absolutely. Any last bit of info or advice or what do people
get
need?
Get your tickets. They're at Safeway, Tickets West outlets. You can get them online. There will be tickets at the door. And, you know, like we were just talking about, they're only $10 with no fees. And so it really makes it accessible for a lot of folks. We'd love to see you down there.
And they're starting off the weekend Friday night up in Portland. Anybody up there at Revolution Hall? And then two nights here in Eugene, Cuthbert on Saturday and Sunday night. Have a wonderful weekend. I know you're going to be. That's the other part of how cool, giving up your Memorial Day 3-day weekend to rock us with the music of Pink Floyd.
I'd be here anyway because we always have shows.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, try not to work too hard. Thank you for all the tickets you give us to give away and all the great shows coming to town. You and the whole crew just couldn't be happier, and we really appreciate it. And much success up there on stage.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Brendan with the Floydian Slips. We'll call it good there for the KZL Rock Report.